707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, glad to have you all along as well. Text lines open at 343-0106. Also, quick reminder, too, voting going on at votenappies.com. In the nappies, we are in a bunch of different sections. Go to media and a favorite radio station and talk show and team and sports show and all that good stuff is in there. And if you go to our Facebook page, the super talented Leanna has created a fight card that has that has me fighting myself.
Right.
So it's a picture of me fighting me.
Right. And well, I'm also fighting on the
You're waiting to jump in.
Right. Well, it's Mobile Mornings versus Midday Mobile. And see, you versus you would be a wash, I would think. So
but you're going to jump. But are you going to jump in? If you all look at the picture, Dalton's set off to the side. Are you going to jump in if one of me is getting the better of the me that's on the left-hand side?
I would have to ensure that Mobile Mornings wins.
So you would jump
in. The problem would be, how would I know which Sean I'm fighting at that point? Which one is the evil Sean?
Exactly the same in both. So, yeah, I know they're both evil, Sean, right? According to some people out there. So it just looks like that you're ready to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Like if
I'm on the sidelines.
Okay.
And that's right.
Tag team
match.
Y'all check it out on the Facebook page, and it's got a link there to go to votenappies.com. Appreciate your vote in that. All right. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Thursday, checking the COVID numbers nationally and here at home. Here's Dalton Norwig.
Yeah, we now have over 2.2 million total cases of coronavirus across the nation since the pandemic came to our shores, and nearly 120,000 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 488,000 tests were reported nationally, and 5.3% of those came back positive. There were also 809 deaths reported for the nation yesterday. That makes 8 days in a row with fewer than 1,000 deaths. And we have nearly 25 million total tests for coronavirus that have been performed since the pandemic began. In Alabama, nearly 27,000 confirmed cases in the state, and 784 have died from COVID-19. There were 37 new hospitalizations reported yesterday and 390 new cases added. The 7-day average for new cases is now 755 per day, while the 2-week average is at a high of 597 cases per day. With 5,289 tests reported yesterday, we're averaging right around 5,500 tests in Alabama per day over the last week and 2 weeks. However, over the last week, 14% of those test results have been positive, and over the last 2 weeks, 10.5% of those tests have been positive. We want to see that number drop closer to the national average of 5%. There were 5 deaths reported in Alabama yesterday, which makes the week average 6 deaths per day. That's the lowest we've had since April 17th. The 2-week average is 10 deaths per day. Looking at a local level, Mobile County has 2,788 cases of coronavirus with 130 deaths. Yesterday, 17 new cases were reported for Mobile with 1 new death. Baldwin County added 9 cases yesterday and have now had 377 total cases of coronavirus with 9 deaths. Baldwin County still has not reported a death due to coronavirus since May 22nd. It's been nearly a month since a death has been reported in Baldwin County due to the virus. Washington County has 88 cases and 6 deaths. Clark County has 197 cases with 3 deaths. Monroe County, 148 cases and 2 deaths. Escambia County, 113 cases with 4 deaths. Kanaka County, 109 cases with 1 death. Wilcox County, 230 cases with 8 deaths. And Choctaw County has 180 cases with 11 deaths. And Montgomery County continues to lead the state in number of coronavirus cases. They are nearing 3,000 cases for Montgomery County after adding 34 cases yesterday and 1 new death. Mobile County still leads the state in number of deaths with 130. That's 10 more than Jefferson County and 49 more than Montgomery County.
All right, Dalton with the update. We appreciate that. Also in Montgomery, the mayor, even though he didn't have votes in the city council to require masks, he put out an executive order requiring masks in the city of Montgomery. It's going to be like the Birmingham ordinance is now over. I wonder if they're going to return to it. But now Montgomery with an ordinance, if you are in public, you have to wear a mask. It's the law.
Right. And
even though like 2 weeks ago, WHO comes back out and says, well, really, unless you have full-blown corona, you don't need to wear it. Then they came out the next week and said, well, also, if you're asymptomatic, it's a very small chance of transmitting it. And then Fauci now has gone from early on saying you don't need a mask to need a mask to not need a mask to back needing a mask.
Yeah, there's been...
Imagine our confusion.
Conflicting reports, not just from media, but from these top leaders that we normally look to in situations like this with the CDC and WHO. But with Montgomery, you know, they voted, the city council voted just 2 days ago and were split 4-4.
Because they were missing one vote.
They were missing one vote, so it didn't pass city council. But yesterday, when Mayor Reed announced that he was signing that, I guess, executive order to make masks mandatory, one of the city councilmen who voted against the wearing of masks actually, I guess, repented yesterday and said, you know, I was short-sighted when I voted against the masks, and now I do think that it is a good idea. So at least one city councilman changing their minds in Montgomery. But it didn't matter because the mayor made that decision on his own, too.
That's Montgomery. The story in Washington, one of the many, are calling it a bombshell book and bombshell allegations from former National Security Advisor for President Trump, John Bolton. Let me point out, back when I said, why would President Trump bring John Bolton on? Remember when I said that? And people were like, he don't know anything. Mm. I said, if y'all can call in today, I'll keep a line or two open for you at 343-0106. Those super fans of President Trump, that when I questioned why President Trump, who campaigned on bringing U.S. troops home, getting them out of foreign engagements, would bring Bolton in. But I'll just let that sit right there. We'll put it on the shelf and put it right there. So the story is, the book is a question of whether the White House can block the book coming out. But as of today, you've got passages from the book, leaks from the book already coming out. Says it paints a picture of President Trump lacking knowledge in international affairs, and one where he is willing to help strongmen in China, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
President Trump asked China's Xi Jinping to help him win re-election. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton alleges in his as-yet-unpublished memoir, the Trump White House is trying to prevent the release. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
This book is full of classified information, which is inexcusable. John Bolton should know all too well that it's unacceptable.
While McEnany, President Trump himself, and Attorney General William Barr have not read the book, publisher Simon & Schuster claims the National Security Council has already vetted it. It was perhaps inevitable details of the memoir would be leaked ahead of its release. Bolton writes, the president wanted to halt U.S. criminal investigations, quote, to in effect give personal favors to dictators he liked, end quote. And on Monday, President Trump hinted that if in the end the book came out, despite claims of having classified material, there is a backup retort.
Any conversation with me is classified. Then it becomes even worse if he lies about the conversation.
Bolton is a right-leaning advisor who came into the Trump White House with disdain for international organizations and treaties, but Democrats and liberals are furious that he would not testify to the House about Mr. Trump's dealings with Ukraine at the heart of impeachment. Representative Eric Swalwell of the Judiciary Committee likened Bolton to a firefighter who shows up after the fire is out. Bolton accuses House Democrats of rushing the impeachment inquiry to the point of missing other impeachable offenses. Bolton was widely known to have described the effort by Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani to dig up dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden in Ukraine as a drug deal. He also differed with Mr. Trump on the friendship with Kim Jong-un and not using military force on Iran. The last straw for Bolton, who claims he quit rather than the president's suggestion he was fired, came with the offer to host Taliban leaders at Camp David seeking to end U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Wow. And those are just from a few leaks from the book out. Sounds like Bolton wasn't particularly happy with his time working as the National Security Advisor.
Yeah, I saw someone posted on Twitter yesterday a bunch of pictures from during Bolton's 17-month tenure there at the White House, and they said every picture where he looked stern and angry looked like he was outlining the book that he was planning to write about his time in the White House.
Here you go, 716 FM Talk 106.5 on the way in sports.
And Major League Baseball might be close to coming to an agreement to play the 2020 season, and President Trump with a fresh take on whether Colin Kaepernick should be allowed to play in the NFL. I got that coming up in sports.
All right, Dr. Bill's got our full forecast coming up at 7:35, plus Captain Bobby on the way with the fishing report on this National Go Fishing Day, so that works out perfectly. That's up at 7:50, then Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert all straight ahead.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires. 415-5500. The number two, letter U, tires.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County woman has been charged with child abuse after deputies say she stuck her grandchild's arms into boiling water last month. Jacqueline Johnson is accused of putting her granddaughter's arms in the water, which caused second-degree burns. Deputies say she waited almost 5 hours to get help. Johnson told the sheriff's office that she was only trying to clean the baby's hands, but their investigation showed she was most likely trying to discipline the child. A Baldwin County man will spend the rest of his life in jail for sexually abusing a child. Michael Owen was sentenced to life in prison after he was convicted on sodomy, sex abuse, and willful abuse charges. He was arrested after two students at Stapleton Elementary School told a resource officer they believe one of their classmates was being abused. A mother and her boyfriend will go before a grand jury nearly 5 months after her child accidentally shot and killed himself in a motel in Mobile. Danisha Harris and Tony Fowler are facing manslaughter charges for Corey Davis's death. The toddler died after accidentally shooting himself with a loaded gun he found in their room at the Red Roof Inn on the I-65 service road. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's me.
Dave, how's everything?
Well, with all this pandemic mess going on and everything closed, I was trying to help out the missus, and she wanted me to make sure the kids all got haircuts before I went out fishing. Well, all the barbershops were closed, and when I was a kid, I remember Ball Mall cutting our hair. I meant, how hard could it be, right?
Goodness, what did you do now? Should I ask?
Yeah, I bought a kit from the store with the scissors and the clippers and the works.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, finally just ended up shaving the kids' heads.
That doesn't sound very safe.
The boys like it, but my daughter won't come out of her room.
Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and, of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
Looking for a gift for Dad? Sticks River Shooting Center has everything Dad needs for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Not sure about which one Dad wants or needs? No problem. Sticks River Shooting Center has gift certificates. Always the perfect fit. Hurry to Sticks River Shooting Center located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road. Summer hours, Wednesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Good morning, 720 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Reports from Wednesday indicate that Major League Baseball owners and players are close to agreeing on a deal to play the 2020 season. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark met face-to-face on Tuesday night, with the commissioner proposing a 60-game regular season in which the players would receive their full prorated salaries. Pay has been the main sticking point in negotiations between the two sides, with the owners previously offering players 70 to 80% of their prorated salaries. The players have not budged from asking for full prorated salaries. In the owners' latest proposal, the 60-game regular season would begin on July 19th. The postseason would expand from 10 to 16 teams for the next two seasons, and a designated hitter would be added to the National League in both years as well. The players' union, however, are reportedly asking the owners to make the regular season closer to 70 games, so they're arguing about 10 games at this point. In a 60-game regular season, players would receive around 37% of their annual salaries. If the owners agree to a 70-game season, it would be worth around an extra $250 million for the players. The MLB has been adamant about wanting to conclude the World Series by the end of October. The league fears that a second wave of COVID-19 could prematurely end the season, costing them about $900 million in TV revenue. Former LSU quarterback Joe Burrow has been named the SEC Male Athlete of the Year. The announcement came more than 5 months after LSU's decisive victory over Clemson in the national championship. The honor is given to the top men and women's student athletes across every sport in the conference. University of South Carolina basketball player Tiasha Harris was named the SEC Female Athlete of the Year. Burrow won the Heisman Trophy last year. He was drafted first overall in the 2020 NFL Draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. President Donald Trump has a lot on his plate as he deals with the coronavirus pandemic and unrest in the nation, with hundreds of thousands protesting police brutality. That didn't stop him from weighing in on the NFL and the employment of quarterback Colin Kaepernick on Wednesday. Reporter Scott Thurman from WJLA-TV in Washington, D.C., asked the president whether he would support Kaepernick's return to the NFL after the president condemned Kaepernick's kneeling protest during the national anthem prior to NFL games in 2016.
If he deserves it, he should. If he has the playing ability, he started off great, and then he didn't end up very great in terms of as a player. He was terrific in his rookie year. I think he was very good in his second year, and then something happened, so his playing wasn't up to snuff. The answer is absolutely I would. As far as kneeling, I would love to see him get another shot, but obviously he has to be able to play well. If he can't play well, I think it would be very unfair.
Kaepernick's been out of the league since 2016. After six seasons with San Francisco that included a trip to the Super Bowl, Kaepernick was 29 years old when he last played in the NFL. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Employees with 401k retirement plans can contribute up to $19,500 to their accounts in 2020. And if you're older than 50, you can save an additional $6,500. You do have to pay taxes on that money when you withdraw it in retirement, but it can grow tax-free until then. You can also get tax benefits by contributing up to $6,000 to a traditional or Roth individual retirement account. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What makes a great ride? Now you can find out Friday, June 19th at the Toomey Equipment Kubota Field Event. Your opportunity for a hands-on demo of Kubota tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles. And while you're at Toomey Equipment, take advantage of on-site coupons, special financing offers, and register for special giveaways. If you've ever wanted to sit behind the wheel of a tractor, cut a circle on a zero-turn mower, or bust out on a utility vehicle, you should attend the Toomey Equipment Field Event Friday, June 19th in Theodore, Alabama, or Loosedale, Mississippi.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions. 209-6114.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still working in accident with injuries off of Sims and Dolphin Street. Part of the roadway is blocked off. State troopers got you covered running radar between Malbus, Daphne, and also near Loxley and the Bulba Beach Express on I-10. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, you're clear. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you out for lunch today. 7 wings at French Fries only $9.99. They've got a great cheeseburger, their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, and more. I'll serve to you by the world-famous Hooters Girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 7:26 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way in just a few with our forecast for the rest of the week. Look into the weekend. And, well, I asked him last hour about this Florida member of Congress in Florida that is asking to expand the dates of hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't seem too fired up about that.
No. And, what difference would it really make? I mean, the people who are in the hurricane zones that are used to having hurricanes come through, I think they know when to expect hurricanes for the most part as far as what months of the year.
So, but they're saying that, well, and So she was saying that it should start mid-May instead of starting June 1st. So to start it, yeah, I really don't know. But if you say that, why do we have to have a hurricane season?
Right. Hurricane season is decided on by the hurricanes, right?
I would imagine they don't use the same calendars we do, but that's to be, I don't know, this member of Congress in Florida says make it May 15th. Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, whose district covers parts of Seminole and Orange County, says that because of the increase in preseason named storms, the current dates delineating the season, which she says hadn't been updated since 1965, no longer reflects hurricane activity. In a letter to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Murphy says the season should be expanded to include the later half of May. She says for the past 6 years, there's been at least one named storm forming the Atlantic Basin before June 1st, with three, Arthur, Bertha, and Cristobal, this year alone. So, was Cristobal? Did Cristobal form before? No.
Cristobal was during the, maybe it formed just before the start of the season, but by the time it made it to us, I think we were officially in hurricane season.
Okay, so this is a problem. Got to do this on the fly. I think it was... Yeah, they're saying here formed June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get accurate here.
That's right, okay? On time.
Let's get accurate here. It did not form before. Formed on the day of. So there we go. And don't you need preseason? I mean, NFL has preseason games. Yeah. So these are preseason storms.
Exhibition matches.
See? Just an idea. All right, 728. Coming right back. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County woman has been charged with child abuse after deputies say she stuck her grandchild's arms into boiling water last month. Jacqueline Johnson is accused of putting her granddaughter's arms in the water, which caused second-degree burns. Deputies say she waited almost 5 hours to get help. Johnson told the sheriff's office that she was only trying to clean the baby's hands, but their investigation showed she was most likely trying to discipline the child. A Baldwin County man will spend the rest of his life in jail for sexually abusing a child. Michael Owen was sentenced to life in prison after he was convicted on sodomy, sex abuse, and willful abuse charges. He was arrested after two students at Stapleton Elementary School told a resource officer they believe one of their classmates was being abused. A mother and her boyfriend will go before a grand jury nearly 5 months after her child accidentally shot and killed himself in a motel in Mobile. Danisha Harris and Tony Fowler are facing manslaughter charges for Corey Davis's death. The toddler died after accidentally shooting himself with a loaded gun he found in their room at the Red Roof Inn on the I-65 service road. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is celebrating Father's Day through the 4th of July with great deals for Dad. Safes starting as low as $549 on the Liberty Centurion 12. And our gift to you, free ground floor in-home delivery up to 25 miles on any long gun safe purchase now through the 4th of July. Get 12 months free interest with approved credit on safes over $1,000. And while quantities last, take home a free hat for Dad for just dropping by. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65. Ivan Moffitt.
22 states are reporting rising coronavirus cases, and more businesses are demanding customers wear face masks. Here's correspondent Athena Jones with more.
American Airlines asking a passenger to deplane from a flight from New York to Dallas after he refused to wear a mask. In Montgomery, Alabama, a push for masks in the hardest hit city in the state coming up short. The city council failing to pass an ordinance requiring them. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott urging people to take precautions.
COVID-19 hasn't suddenly magically left the state of Texas.
This as the mayors of Texas' biggest cities call on Abbott to allow them to require face covering.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book accuses President Trump of doing favors for dictators and pleading with Chinese President Xi to help in his re-election. President Trump calls Bolton a liar. The future's down more than 200. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. UBS says cruise lines could still regain yield growth for the medium to longer term, despite the decimation in travel caused by COVID-19. Prior to the pandemic, cruise operators were already able to hike ticket prices because they benefit from millennials who seek experiences over objects in their vacations. For Royal Caribbean, 2021 bookings still look similar to last year's. The bank says there isn't an expectation cruises will have zero coronavirus cases when they sail again. The key is that cruise lines show they can be contained and proactively managed. Maersk, the world's leading container operator and a gauge for global trade, expects volume in the second quarter to improve slightly from a dismal earlier forecast of -20 to -25% as the world gradually reopens. The Danish shipping giant now expects second quarter volumes to fall between 15 and 18%, which is still a massive fall in business. On Wall Street, futures moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer.
It's a food and wine show.
No, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
They bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
The glorified fry cook.
Devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
Grape killer.
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Brought to you by Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. Sunday mornings at 8 on FM Talk 106.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Right. It's been nice. Even yesterday afternoon, it was for summer. I mean, still hot, but didn't feel that bad. Was it just humidity low or what's going on out there?
Yeah, the humidity is on the low side for this time of the year. We really haven't gotten into that typical high humidity that we see in the heart of summertime, but it'll be on its way. So enjoy at least the conditions here for the next few days, even though we're going to see some other hot temperatures on Saturday. But today, sunny skies, and there's a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm develop this afternoon. High will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a slight chance of an evening thunderstorm and then becoming mostly clear. The low tonight in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow should be a sunny day and no rain in the forecast. High around 90 degrees for tomorrow. As for the weekend, Saturday, sunny up to 95 degrees. That could be the warmest so far this year. And, of course, it's the first day of summer. On Sunday, mostly sunny skies, and there's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And Sunday's high at least into the lower 90s. Now, after that, Monday, Tuesday, and even Wednesday, we'll see an increase in afternoon thunderstorm activity, and high temperatures will be around 90, perhaps getting as high as 92 degrees. So it will be more humid as we get into next week, and that also, of course, results in the increase in afternoon thunderstorm activity.
Yeah, we get to our normal summertime pattern, that thing we do into October, right?
That's right.
what you watch in the tropics, if anything?
Yeah, right now things are doing really well. We don't have any kind of activity going on in the Caribbean, and it's quiet over the Gulf of Mexico. We do have some scattered thunderstorms across the tropical Atlantic and a tropical wave near the African coast, but there's nothing organized at this time.
All right. We brought it up last hour. I'm going to circle back here because I was just talking about it before we went to the news break about this representative down in Florida who sent a letter to National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association to say, hey, we need to move the start date for hurricane season back to May 15th. Move it from June 1st back to May 15th because for, you know, 6 years in a row, we've had tropical weather before hurricane season started officially. And you pointed out another nugget on this. What about the storms that form in May?
Yeah, usually those few storms that do happen to occur in May, they generally are weak, and they're not through tropical systems. We call them subtropical. And if we start getting hurricanes, full-fledged hurricanes in May, then that's a different story. That would certainly require a change in the hurricane season, but that has not occurred.
Yeah, and a good point, too, is you even questioned, I know maybe it was Bertha or I'm not sure which one, but you questioned, too, the naming of that storm because it really just formed and kind of went into shore there pretty fast into the Carolinas, right? Yeah, you really questioned even naming that. I wonder if the media is driving this to some degree, that national worldwide weather media and trying to hype storms has caused this representative in Florida to feel like there's more going on than there might be.
Yeah, that's possible. But that first name, Storm Bertha, was such a weak storm that it really shouldn't have been named, and it was right on the coast and then moved inland as a rain event. And that's what I'm indicating, that most of the time the storms that develop early are generally quite weak, and you really have to get into June before we start to see full-fledged hurricanes developing.
I love the facts and the education from Dr. Bill. Thank you as always, and we'll check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, PhD in it, Dr. Bill Williams, been doing it for 40 years here in our area, teaching legions of people at the University of South Alabama. So maybe that's your Cliff Clavin thing, too, if somebody at the water cooler is like, wow, you know, we should move it back because were they really, should they even been qualified as a tropical storm like with Bertha? And do you really, what does it do to move hurricane season start date back to May 15th? And like Dr. Bill said, he's open to new information. He says if we start getting consistent hurricanes in May, then he's all on board.
Yeah. When are the congressmen and women going to focus on something important like daylight savings time?
Preach. 7:40. We'll check traffic coming up next. I like the sound of that.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
Hey, talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and businesses opening back up. What can y'all do to help them get things cleaned up around those businesses and get people in that front door?
Well, like you said, we can start with just a cleanup and maybe just a tweak in the design to kind of get people excited about coming through the front door and freshen up the look of the building. But we don't really stop there either. We really kind of take an approach towards how efficient is the maintenance going to be and an eye towards ongoing maintenance and care. So we really have a strong background, as you know, in maintenance. So we take a look at from there as well.
We know the exterior of our business is a reflection on what we do. So it's more important than ever to make sure we're inviting people in and we got a place that looks great.
Exactly. And we're here to help them with that.
All right. Tell us how to get in touch with y'all and get these services right away.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, still there at Sims and Dauphin Street with an injury accident with roadblock. So be careful if you're traveling through there. Looks good from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Again, no major backups. Again, you'll see some delays. Government and 65, you've got a brush fire. It's slowing up traffic. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Robertsdale, open now, and they've got great deals on their 20-mil rear layer engineered waterproof vinyl plank with stone polymer core with lots of color choices starting at only $299. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 742 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here on this Thursday. Captain Bobby Abrascato on the way in a few on this National Go Fishing Day. Pretty key that we have the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report coming up. All right, and it's Thursday. It used to be my favorite day of the week. Now I cringe because it's the day jobs numbers come out. What did we get released?
Yeah, so from NPR, another 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week. That's a decline of 58,000 people from the week prior. The number of people who continue to seek unemployment payments continues to fall, though, as people return to their jobs. The Labor Department said that continued claims dipped by 62,000 and is now at 20.5 million people that are claiming unemployment week in and week out. In the past 13 weeks since coronavirus kind of began here in Alabama, or here in the United States, they said new claims have totaled 45.7 million. In 13 weeks, 45.7 million people have filed for unemployment. The unemployment rate was 13.3% last month. That was down from 14.7% in April. But the Federal Reserve said they expect that number to be more than 9% still by the end of 2020.
Okay, but not the, you know, the dire forecast of 20% unemployment, you know, Great Depression kind of numbers. I'll say this: you see the retail numbers coming in, big jump, 17% jump month to month. That was significant. And then my very unscientific survey that's called Airport Boulevard,
yeah,
at least here in town, people are out doing, if they're going to work or going shopping or something, they're doing stuff.
Out and about, for sure.
It seems busy out there. We'll get the Alabama numbers, I'm sure, later today. I think we were, the highest we got in Alabama, was it 15%, I think, we got in Alabama?
I can't remember the exact number, and it'll be interesting to see the economic numbers for Alabama, but like you said, 17.7% jump in sales in May. NPR added that the recovery is being held back in part, they say, because the wealthiest households have been spending less during the recession than their lower-income counterparts. So it seems that a major part of the increase in the spending in the economy came from more of the lower-income people, and that some people that make higher incomes are actually stashing that away after the coronavirus pandemic.
Of course, it does beg the question, will they've danced around this in Washington, pass another individual check item, and then, you know, what about they've loosened up some with the PPP and how long you have to spend it, but will they do another tranche of spending out of Washington? Talk about that coming up as well. 744 news on the way next.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies, one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mobile County woman has been charged with child abuse after deputies say she stuck her grandchild's arms into boiling water last month. Jacqueline Johnson is accused of putting her granddaughter's arms in the water, which caused second-degree burns. Deputies say she waited almost 5 hours to get help. Johnson told the sheriff's office that she was only trying to clean the baby's hands, but their investigation showed she was most likely trying to discipline the child. A Baldwin County man will spend the rest of his life in jail for sexually abusing a child. Michael Owen was sentenced to life in prison after he was convicted on sodomy, sex abuse, and willful abuse charges. He was arrested after two students at Stapleton Elementary School told a resource officer they believe one of their classmates was being abused. A mother and her boyfriend will go before a grand jury nearly 5 months after her child accidentally shot and killed himself in a motel in Mobile.
Mobile. Nanisha Harris and Tony Fowler are facing manslaughter charges for Corey Davis's death. The toddler died after accidentally shooting himself with a loaded gun he found in their room at the Red Roof Inn on the I-65 service road. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Two kinds of people run for office, leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission. But he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, folks. Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
.749 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Reports from Wednesday indicate that Major League Baseball owners and players are close to agreeing on a deal to play the 2020 season. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark met face-to-face on Tuesday night, with the commissioner proposing a 60-game regular season in which the players would receive their full prorated salaries. Pay has been the main sticking point in negotiations between the two sides, with the owners previously offering players 70 to 80% of their prorated salaries. The players have not budged from asking for full prorated salaries. In the owners' latest proposal, the 60-game regular season would begin on July 19th. The postseason would expand from 10 to 16 teams for the next two seasons, and a designated hitter would be added to the National League in both years as well. The players' union, however, are reportedly asking the owners to make the regular season closer to 70 games, so they're arguing about 10 games to this point. In a 60-game regular season, players would receive around 37% of their annual salaries. If the owners agreed to a 70-game season, it would be worth around an extra $250 million for the players. The MLB has been adamant about wanting to conclude the World Series by the end of October. The league fears that a second wave of COVID-19 could prematurely end the season, costing them about $900 million in TV revenue. Former LSU quarterback Joe Burrow has been named the SEC Male Athlete of the Year. The announcement came more than 5 months after LSU's decisive victory over Clemson in the national championship. The honor is given to the top men and women student athletes across every sport in the conference. University of South Carolina basketball player Tiasha Harris was named the SEC Female Athlete of the Year. Burrow won the Heisman Trophy last season. He was drafted first overall in the 2020 draft by the Cincinnati Bengals. President Donald Trump has a lot on his plate as he deals with the coronavirus pandemic and unrest in the nation, with hundreds of thousands protesting police brutality. That didn't stop him from weighing in on the NFL and the employment of quarterback Colin Kaepernick on Wednesday. Reporter Scott Thurman from WJLA-TV in Washington, D.C. asked the president whether he would support Kaepernick's return to the NFL after Trump condemned Kaepernick's kneeling protest during the national anthem prior to NFL games in 2016.
If he deserves it, he should. If he has the playing ability, he started off great, and then he didn't end up very great in terms of as a player. He was terrific in his rookie year. I think he was very good in his second year, and then something happened. So his playing wasn't up to snuff. The answer is absolutely I would. As far as kneeling, I would love to see him get another shot, but obviously he has to be able to play well. If he can't play well, I think it would be very unfair.
Kaepernick's been out of the league since 2016 after six seasons with the San Francisco 49ers that included a trip to the Super Bowl. He was 29 years old when he last played an NFL game. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with Jim Cahaley from Mobile Funeral Home and Crematory. You've been in the business for a long time, but now you've opened up your own establishment. Why'd you do that?
Well, I felt compelled to get back into the business simply to bring about an affordable funeral alternative to the folks in Mobile County and surrounding counties.
When you talk about the affordability of funerals, that's something I have no knowledge of.
You're like most folks, no one has a clue until they get there. The average funeral nowadays runs between $8,000 to $10,000 to $15,000. At our place, the services we offer, which are the same as everyone else, start around $4,000 and go up from there. We're trying to make the funeral business affordable for folks again.
Hey Jim, what about cremation?
A direct cremation with no service involved starts at $895 and goes up from there, where some of the larger firms are charging $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for the exact same service.
Tell folks how they can get more information.
The easiest way to contact us is email mobilefhc@gmail.com or our web address mobilefhc.com.
All right, 754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. It's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the gear Captain Bobby uses and check them out at McCoy Outdoor Company. And what a perfect day for the Fishing Report on this National Go Fishing Day. The star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Arriscato. Good morning.
Wait a minute. I thought every day was National Go Fishing Day.
It is for you.
It is for you.
Are you kidding?
Is it really National Go Fishing Day?
It is.
They have a day for everything.
Yes, they do. And sometimes they have competing days, things going on the same day. But we'll talk about the fishing part of it or the catching part of it. Talk to us. How's it been this week?
Oh, it's been great. You know, of course, you guys know what the weather's been like first thing in the morning. It's just been phenomenal for, the second, almost third week of June, just phenomenal. And, you know, with that, the fishing's really been good. There's just huge numbers of trout, you know, pretty much everywhere, you know, the point to where, you know, it's you really have to go through some fish sometimes to get your keeper fish if you're keeping fish, but it's still a blast catching them. And today we're using half live and half artificial, like we're just talking about. The artificial bait's been just about as productive this morning as the live, you know. But fortunately, live bait's been real plentiful. If you want to get it, you know, all the shops have been getting it, good local shrimp. The water's real salty everywhere, and, you know, so you're not going to have any problems just, you know, putting them in, you know, bay or sound water, wherever you're getting your water from, you know. But we've been doing all shallow water, super shallow water fishing this morning because the tide's so high. And what I like to do is to get up in some of this real, real shallow stuff early in the morning when the tide's high like this. And I know that's probably not the textbook way to fish in the third week in June, but it's worked really well. And one of the things I noticed this morning when I was getting some live well water is the water temperature is really staying down. It feels to me, I don't have my transducer hooked up right now, so I can't tell you exactly what the water temperature is, but it feels kind of cool for a third week in June deal right now. And I think that's probably helped. That and the high water is probably what's helped the shallow water bite all week long. You know, and the other thing too, we had that storm a couple weeks ago, and I think, you know, with that, there's a lot of oxygenation get a lot of Gulf water moved in here, especially when we get them to the west of us, you know, and we get the high water side of the storm, and that brings in some cooler, you know, Gulf water, and I think that helps out a lot too. But anyway, all of it again come together for some really, really fantastic fishing. You know, when the snapper days are shut down, the inshore fishing really has been getting it done for us.
Well, looking at your picture, and we'll put that up as well with the report of that slick. So y'all are chasing slicks this morning. Explain to people what that is.
Well, what happens when a trout eats a prey, whatever, a shrimp or a minnow, whatever he eats, he has to swim to force that whatever he's eating down, and they ingest water. Well, when they expel that water, it's mixed with the digestive fluid, and that creates the slick. And so what we do, we had just a little fairly light wind this morning, just get a little upwind from, you know, where you see what you think is a fish slick. You want to make sure you're upwind from it, and you drift until you hit the schools of fish. And it's really a fun way to find fish in shallow water. And a lot of times you can pick up slicks even in the deeper water. You know, they're doing the same thing. It's just you have to factor in the water column and the current and the wind much more so on a deep water bite, because you got to picture that oil, you know, rising up through the column. So you got to kind of do a little geometry and logistics and everything and figure out, you know, where they are. But it works the same way in deep water. When's the last time you heard geometry and logistics when you're talking about a fishing report?
Only with you. And
yeah, so, I kind of nerded out on you a little bit there, didn't I?
Bad birds of a feather, my friend. All right, tell folks how to get a trip booked with the A-Team.
The easiest way is just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website. It'll have a contact us tab, and you just either call us with a number or fill out the little form, and Ms. Kim will get you fixed up.
I love it, man. I'll let you get back to it. Sounds like some happy folks on the boat this morning, so y'all get back to catching.
Okay, buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby's got on his boat, other than the live shrimp, at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. All right. Yeah, it's perfect. We had that report on this National Go Fishing Day, which, by the way, we've got a contest coming on Facebook we're going to tell you about in a little bit. Get your fishing pictures ready, and you could win. We'll explain more coming up in just a little bit. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us coming up next hour right here on Mobile Mornings.